President Biden is in South Korea. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm honored by the welcome you've given me to your beautiful country.
Starting a six-day trip that will take him to Japan next. His first stop in Seoul, where it's already nighttime, a Samsung computer chip-making facility similar to the one the company will build in Texas.
This is an auspicious start to my visit because it's emblematic of the future cooperation and innovation that our nations can and must build together.
While he's in South Korea, the U.S. is wary North Korea might do something.
That could take the form of a nuclear test, the seventh nuclear test that North Korea has conducted. It could take the form of a missile test.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they want to reopen talks with North Korea, which is angry over U.S. sanctions. Leader Kim Jong-un threatening to speed up nuclear weapons development. On the trip, the president will sign the bill the Senate joined the House passing, approving $40 billion in more aid to Ukraine.
The future of American security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, another shooting in Chicago where crime's rising again this year. Two people were killed, eight wounded on the city's near north side last night. A person's in custody, a gun recovered. An update on Michael Sussman's trial, a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's campaign stemming from the investigation into the origins of the 2016 Trump-Russia investigation. Fox's Brooke Singman has it.
There was nothing there. Those are the exact words of former FBI General Counsel James Baker. He testified that the FBI investigated the data Michael Sussman brought to him, alleging a link between the Trump Organization and Russia's Alpha Bank, and concluded there was, quote, no substance. Baker also testifying he was, quote, 100% confident. Sussman said he was not appearing before me on behalf of any particular client.
That's Sussman now charged with lying to the FBI about that, accused of later billing the Clinton campaign for giving that information on Trump to the FBI. America's listening to Fox News.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk?
Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot wants to talk to another Republican.
Barry Loudermilk about a tour, the panel says, the congressman gave of the Capitol on January 5th, 2021, a day before the violent riot. In a letter to the lawmaker, committee chairman Democrat Minnie Thompson and vice chair Republican Liz Cheney say there's evidence in the committee's possession contradicting a determination from Republicans on the House Administration Committee that security footage from the days preceding January 6th show no tours, large groups, and no one with MAGA hats on Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Johnny Depp defamation lawsuit trial against ex-wife Amber Heard.
A former Depp friend, musician Bruce Witkin, said of Depp, he can definitely have a jealous streak in him, and said he saw bruises on Heard's arm and saw Depp with a fat lip. While Depp's lawyer, Adam Waldman, central to Heard's $100 million countersuit, testified and disputed Heard's central abuse claim that Depp smashed her face with a cell phone. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million for claiming she is a victim of domestic abuse in a Washington Post op-ed. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures up over 200 points the day after falling more than 200, continuing a big sell-off. The price of gas, a record high again today. AAA's national average for regular, $4.59 a gallon. In the NBA playoffs, Boston got even. The Celtics beat the Miami Heat 127-102 to tie the Eastern Conference Finals at a game apiece. A dramatic finish on ice.
Down to the final five. Kucherov behind the floor today.
That game winner for Tampa Bay, just 4 seconds left. The Lightning trying to win Hockey Stanley Cup a third straight year, beat Florida 2-1 on TNT to go up 2-0. St. Louis beat Colorado to tie that series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.